One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today. And get your old self back naturally.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. I could shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Thanks for all the phone calls during Dr. Love last segment. All the texts today so far. We actually had three really nice phone calls and a lot of texts.
It's incredible.
It's taking off. Yeah. It's really taking
Bill,
off.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun. It's really a lot of fun.
And you know, it's you never know who's gonna call in what they're going to say. So yeah. It was wonderful.
It's real. It's real. Talk about live radio. There you have it.
Yeah, and the real world problems.
Real world problems in real time.
Real life tests of love.
Yes.
And Bill it's is important. Helping people through it.
By the way, Hour 3 is sponsored by our friends at NEBCO. If you have any questions, if you're looking for a job, they have a lot of job options at NEBCO, NEBCO.com. Check that out today.
Incredible
Appreciate
group.
Them for sponsoring Hour 3 of the show. And again, thank for anybody coming to town who has not been here yet for state basketball, please stop by the mill. Get some coffee here.
Yeah, it's good coffee.
Great place to come by.
Is Luke here today?
Luke is here today. He's behind the
That's one of the things to come in for. Just come in and meet Luke. Luke is the version of Sarah at Madsen's. Luke is
100%.
The spirit animal of the mill.
He is.
And talk about a friend. Well, he helped Jake move.
He helped Jake move.
Yeah, I mean, he's a friend. Yeah, we have a lot of deep conversations, and it's fun. He has a wood shop in his basement, so that's what we talk about a lot.
He wants to build me a nightstand.
He wants to build you a nightstand.
Really? And a wine rack.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
The guy does everything.
He'll do that?
Yes. If you have any things you want him to build, he'll do it for fun.
God.
Do that.
God, there's good people in this
11th
world.
11th, and they'll come on by, have a cup of coffee before or after your games today for state girls basketball or next week for boys basketball. But 464-5685, call or text. As always, we know that that Bill loves the calendar, the schedules, and Sip loves lists. And yesterday, a list came out from Athlon Sports. We usually go to CBS Sports for our off-season stuff.
Yes, very odd.
But Athlon has given us a lot of good stuff over the years, too. And they were looking at the 2025 early Big Ten football power rankings. And Nebraska was at 7th, behind the likes of Ohio State.
1.
Penn State.
2.
Oregon.
3.
Michigan.
4.
Illinois.
5. Wow.
Indiana.
Ooh, high.
6. Nebraska, 7th, just ahead of Iowa, Washington, and USC, behind Nebraska at 7.
This is what they write. The combination of coordinator Dana Holgorsen and quarterback Dylan Raiola should lead to a much improved offense in 2025. Cornhuskers have a major overhaul ahead on a defensive front. Well, they nailed it. That's exactly right. And you know, an overhaul in special teams too. I wouldn't leave out special teams. But they the offense should be better. The defensive front is the question mark. That is the question mark.
if you look at them among those teams though listed, again, seventh behind the likes of Illinois and Indiana, and Michigan, who again had won 8 games but looked good late in the season compared to rough for the majority of the season. Mm-hmm. Is that right now, if you had to place them, where you'd put them? Around seventh. So upper half of
Well, you got to look who's behind them. So Iowa's league. 8. Yeah, right in that range. Washington's 9. Yeah. It's interesting who's low, 10. USC's 10. I mean, that's the Trojans of USC.
Yeah, that's shocking.
10. 10. Yeah, Jake, I think it's okay. I mean, like, it's just like the basketball discussion to me. The bottom's pretty good. When you have Minnesota as your 11th team, that's pretty good. When you have Michigan State as your 12th team, wow, it's a good league. Wisconsin, 14. It's a good league. I mean, I know they're down. Yeah. I get it. They're down. But that's Wisconsin at 14. Yeah. Not Purdue. Now, Purdue is...
What's the comment on Purdue?
It's funny. It's funny.
Yeah. I need the comment,
Purdue's 18. It's funny to me. I don't know if it'll be funny to you. New coach Barry Odom has a major rebuild ahead after last year's one-win team returns one starter.
Well, I would say this. If you had one win and you're returning everybody, well, you're not true. That excited.
It's not a great thing.
You're not that, like, okay, we're getting right back. That's not a
that
good thing.
What is that team going to look like? Maryland. See, this is what I mean. Maryland is 17. Okay, Nebraska goes to Maryland. That I regard that as a very difficult game.
That'll be a noon kickoff. That'll be an 11 a.m. kickoff.
Yep.
Back here. Noon
very,
there.
Very likely.
100%
that'll be. I just don't think you say, yeah, oh, Nebraska will roll Maryland. Yeah. No, I don't see it. Yeah. I don't see him rolling Maryland.
I think Maryland's like one of those teams you just don't know. Here's what they say. What do they say on Maryland?
This is what Athlon Sports says about Maryland, which is, again, number 17. Sorting out the quarterback battle between UCLA transfer Justin Martin and true freshman Malik Washington tops the list of spring priorities for Mike Locksley. It's a crucial offseason for the program after last year's disappointing 4-8 record. So they're coming off a 4-8, and they got new quarterback. They don't know who it's going to be.
New coordinators also, right? Sumlin retired. Didn't they have a new deep? I think they're new on both sides. I hate to say that, but I think offense and defense coordinator, I think they're new on both sides.
I think if you're a Nebraska fan, you take this and feel good, especially when you start looking at the teams that are below you.
Yeah, like you said, you have a road game. We have to go to Maryland. Where are they at? 17th out of 18.
Still kind of tough, though.
But I also think about when NIL was put in place, we thought schools, I think, like Illinois and Indiana would disappear even further. I don't think people saw, hey, that they'd rise up. Now, I'm not saying their NIL is wonderful, but...
I don't know.
But Indiana's been, we all know, a bottom-of-the-barrel Big Ten team for the majority of the time. They've had a couple nice seasons, but typically 3-9, 4-8, that's what Indiana does. Illinois has been pretty bad for a long time prior to Brett Bielema. I mean, they've been 6-6 for Lovie Smith 1 year, I believe. But now you're seeing them at 5-6. And I think you'll see a lot of people put them at 5 and or you know, upper part of the Big Ten.
What a job by Bielema.
Yeah.
I mean, what a job by him. I mean, it really is.
10-win season last year. The big thing is they return Altmaier, who's good.
Yes. Right?
He's a good quarterback. And guess what? He'll be remarkably better this year. You just see quarterbacks grow up and have more time in the system, older, you name it. He's a tough out. That's a tough win.
The top of the league. I mean, how do you guys, where is the drop off after Oregon to Michigan, or is the drop off after Michigan to Illinois?
We could have a true freshman quarterback like the Michigan, and Underwood could be really good. Don't get me wrong. He might be
excellent
off the
Underwood.
Bat.
Yeah. Anytime you're playing a true freshman quarterback, I've got concerns. Same way you heard Maryland saying, decide between a transfer and a true. It's like, oh, man, true freshman, that's really hard. It feels, even at Michigan, really hard.
It feels to me like there's a drop-off. It's Ohio State, Penn State, Oregon, and the others.
Yeah, I think it's the drop-off there. I agree.
Now, with that being said, with Michigan, like I said, they won 8 last year,
beat
Ohio
Alabama.
State, and
they had
horrific quarterback play.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine that Bryce Underwood would be worse than those guys that they played.
Yeah. No, I
He'll
agree
be
with
better.
You. I think Michigan's a little hard to read.
A little hard to read, but they do lose some of those guys on defense, which, same thing. We said that all year. It's like, hey, just watch them on defense. And they did it to Ohio State. I mean, they up front, wow, were they special defensively.
Yep.
They were special.
God, Minnesota at 11. Just not much respect for PJ.
They never get respect. Yeah.
No, hardly ever.
Max Brosmer departs. He was a pretty good quarterback, right? Pretty good.
I liked him from the start.
Yep.
And he did well.
He did well.
Did a nice job.
Ask PJ ask Fickell how
they led most of the Penn State game. They led the game. They had a chance to win that game.
They returned Darius Taylor, who was one of the Big Ten's top running backs.
I don't know what they do at quarterback. Do they get a transfer again?
Unclear. Michigan State is languishing, has been languishing. Mm-hmm. Michigan State needs to step up. If you're a Spartan fan, you're like, okay, what? Come on. We can't.
Hey, guys. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
B12. We can't. And let's face it.
We like that coach too, Jonathan Smith.
Oh, I think Jonathan Smith is really good. I'll go on a limb right here. The Michigan State's not 12th.
Okay.
I think they'll be better than that. I'm not saying they're going to be fourth, but they'll be better than 12th. I'd have to check their schedule again to kind of see how that played out with them. But I think they'll be better. They kind of know who they are, and he operates well within that. Jonathan Smith does. And they came off of, you want to talk about devastating? That was devastating how that whole thing fell apart.
Michigan State.
With Mel Tucker, and then when he got let go. And then they had to hold on to the staff with a interim staff. It was the interim staff that Nebraska had to go play 2 years ago,
yes,
right?
And Nebraska lost that game.
So that was a mess. I mean, a mess. He came into something, and he had to take the job because it's in the Big Ten. The Pac-12 had folded,
dissolved.
Oregon State left behind. So they had to take that job. So they have the right guy there. But that's a lot. Excuse me.
Nebraska, it's 7 again. They could inch past Indiana. Could they inch past Illinois?
The chance of inching past Indiana is pretty good. Indiana's schedule is brutal.
Right, right. So they must not have took into the account that much.
The common text from the Breakers is that Indiana will come back to reality this year. A lot of James Madison players were seniors last year that came over, and then they're on to, you know,
I think they'll be pretty good, but just like I said, again, the schedule. Everything, it starts and ends with the schedule every time. There's just certain teams that just, wow, and their schedule is brutal. And
really, they avoid Ohio State. They play Oregon and Penn State this year for sure. Indiana does.
Well, the first three or four games in the league, you wonder if they'll come out of that alive.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it amounts to. Anyway, so I'm still now. Is there any? Do you have any problem not putting Penn State over Ohio State?
I on paper, it's Penn State. But overall, it's what's it been, 12 years, and he's won once? Yeah. Something like that. So sometimes you have to just say, until you beat him, you're going to have to show me this. And the one they won was a crazy block. It still counts. Don't get me wrong. It counts. It's a crazy block field goal.
Yes.
I mean, Ohio State.
2016, right?
Ohio State's going to put the game away. Field goal block return for a touchdown.
We're talking about 9 years ago.
But they being Penn State, literally, it's been, I don't know what it is, in the last 12 years. I think they've won one time. So I'd always have them ahead for that reason. But on board, when you say new offensive coordinator, new defensive coordinator. Oh, by the way.
New quarterback.
By the way, the defensive coordinator probably knows a lot about Ohio State because he was just there. So
I'm sorry. You're talking about
Penn State.
Yeah.
Yeah, talk about Penn State.
Right. And they got their quarterback back, Drew Howler.
Yeah. So, I mean, they I would say probably pretty as highly motivated a team as you could be.
Yeah.
I don't know a team more motivated than Penn State. After that loss they took to Notre Dame they had every chance. I mean, they should have won that game, and they didn't.
No, and they are loaded.
Yeah.
I would have been tempted to put Penn State over Ohio State, but I understand why you're saying Ohio State gets the benefit of the doubt. The name that escaped us the other day is Jeremiah Smith. Yeah. I don't know.
Receiver.
You could make a very strong case that he's the best player in America.
Both coordinators, the quarterback on, both running backs, several. I mean, the defense got, you know, besides, you know, Downs is back. But
Caleb Downs.
But on defense, God, those safeties like him are so important. They're not as important as the mass up front.
Nope.
As when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, it wasn't like, what happened? Oh, it was the back end. No, it was the front end. And then the back end was very good with it because of what they could do and what they could call and have games played because of how the front four could rush, how it changed everything. How
about Julian Sain? He'll be the quarterback. Yeah. Julian Sain.
A been around, hasn't played.
Right.
Same thing. If he played at all last year,
right.
He played in the game. They were up by 40. He only went in. If he played at all, did he even play last year? I don't remember. Probably so. If he did, it was
sparingly.
A couple series when the game's over. That's it. That's a lot.
The other thing you got to throw in here is that some of these preseason prognostications mean very little.
Kansas basketball, number one.
And they're going to be like a 6 or 7 seed in the dance.
Yeah, might even be an 8 or a 9.
Arizona State picked last in the Big 12. You can go on.
They win
the conference and nearly win a playoff game.
So I wouldn't be, like I said, I wouldn't get myself too worked up. Mm-hmm. The one thing that will happen is that Penn State will be really good. I can guarantee it. They'll be really good.
Can you say that a bit about Ohio State and Oregon too?
Yes. I mean, but again, I probably have more questions to Ohio State. It's really hard. It's really hard when you have that emotional of a game, of a run. When you wind it back to now what's spring ball like? It's like, whew, and then you have all these new guys. And here's what happens also. This happened at LSU. There's a lot of guys walking around that team. They're getting patted on the back, and they weren't there.
Patted on the back.
And they had no part of that run. They didn't do anything. They weren't even there. Some of them weren't even on the team.
That's where leadership comes in.
And so sometimes it's like, hang on a second. Yeah. Hang on a second. Now, ours was a little bit different because we followed up the season at LSU with COVID.
Oh.
So I think COVID for everyone should just be thrown out because how it was handled in different leagues and what was going on, you know, it was a debacle. But
that's for sure.
But Oregon did not go get a quarterback, which means they feel good about their quarterback that they have. And I don't know enough about him. I've not, again, haven't seen him play. So it'll be interesting to see what he looks like.
God, thank you, Athlon. Thank you to Athlon.
Yes. Thank you for the offseason material. Appreciate
that. Thank you to Athlon, and thank you to CBS Sports and whoever's providing us with offseason material.
We appreciate them. Yes. Before we get to break, I got some tickets to give away. We've got an event tonight and tomorrow. Tonight in Lincoln, tomorrow in Beatrice. MWA Pro Wrestling. It's a very, very fun time.
What?
MWA.
What?
Yeah, we got Pro Wrestling. We got Pro Wrestling. It is tonight at the First Avenue Lounge and Social Hall at First in Van Dorn in Lincoln. And then tomorrow it's at the Auditorium in Beatrice.
Really?
Well, time out now. We got to go backwards on this one. Look, this threw us. Yep. We had no idea this was coming. This was live radio.
First Avenue right up on...
First and Van Dorn, so this one.
Oh, that
so,
one.
First and Van Dorn.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's at the First Avenue Lounge and Social Hall.
Lounge.
Doors open at 6:30, shows at 7:30. MWA
professional wrestling. I'm going to do a text one for this one. If you, I have six tickets for the Beatrice one tomorrow. So I'll do two different winners of three tickets. Should I do three of two? What do you guys think?
Dr. Love?
Should I do a two-pack or?
Two-pack.
Okay, so, we got 464-5685. If you want the MWA Pro Wrestling tickets for Beatrice, please let us know you want to designate. That's the one you want to go to tomorrow. Same thing. Doors 6:30, show at 7:30. Text is 402-464-5685. I've got two different three-packs for you. And then tonight, for Lincoln, I've got also two different three-packs for you. So if you want to go to the fight here tonight at the first... The First Avenue Lounge and Social Hall, please text 402-464-5685 and claim them. If you don't get the tickets, you can still buy tickets for $17 front row on the Facebook page, MWA Pro Wrestling.
I don't tell you. If you want to take your kids to something, this sounds like a great... If I, like, 15 or 20 years from now, it's like that, you're like... You're a junior in college. You're hanging out at the Sig Ep House. And you're like going, my dad took me to...
MWA Pro Wrestling
at First in Van Dorn at a lounge. That's a story that's going to resonate. This is one forever. Yep. This is one forever. All of a sudden,
something's happening
because it's going to be like going. It won't be like going. Yeah, we won. It was interesting. Nope. There'll be something
happening.
Either when you walk into the place, out of the place, during it, or you're going to see something in the crowd, and you're going it will resonate with you forever.
That's a great salesman.
Someone's going to say, I'm telling you, you're sitting around going like, you want to hear a funny story? My dad took us to a lounge. We watched pro wrestling, and here's what happened.
There's a ring in the bar.
There's a bar. You can sit up there and get a Busch Light, and then all of a sudden, all hell is going to break loose.
If you want the tickets, 402-464-5685. Coming up next, sounds incredible. It's Taste Testing Friday with Smoking Gun Beef Jerky of Nebraska.
The gun!
Next, an early break of the ticket.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing. Sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.